Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So inshallah we'll be beginning at 12 o'clock. We are in a difficult situation, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this difficulty and bring our life to a normal situation. How much we miss that. It's in our daily life, we take it so for granted. We come and go and meet people, and the saddest thing is that we cannot come together in our masjid and pray as we used to pray. So we should appreciate that, because people recognize the importance of things when they miss them. So we are missing that in the last few days, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this very soon and bring us to our normal condition, keep everybody healthy, and give long life, happiness, inshallah. Keep us and our families together and bless us, recognize His blessings. Because very often people, when they are in difficulty, they pray and then after that they forget. So may Allah not make us from among those people who remember Him at difficult times only, and after that they don't pay attention. We should pray to Him now and we should pray to Him later, in each situation, in happiness, in difficulties, in pain, in suffering, as well as in comfort and prosperity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path and bless all of us and bless the humanity and make the humanity recognize their Lord, their Creator, their benefactor, and obey Him and live their life with kindness, care, helping the poor and the needy, taking care of the people, regardless of their races and colors and nationalities. Because you can see that this is small virus that we cannot see even with some of the strongest microscopes. Now this is creating havoc to many countries, actually all over the world. It is pandemic. It is a disease that is spread all over the world. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to recognize His greatness and His mercy and His kindness, and turn to Him always. So, please mute so that the noise does not come and everybody can listen. When the time comes for you to speak, then we'll announce that, inshallah. So, let your at your computer click mute so that you don't interfere and interrupt. So we are going to study, or this is a continuation of our study of Surah Al-Baqarah, the Surah number 2. And we are going to study today the verses 87 to 96. So these are the 10 verses that we are going to study, inshallah, today. Last week, we studied the verses 83 to 86. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Rabbi shahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Last week, there were verses 83 to 86 that we studied of this surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. And in the verses, Allah mentioned that He made a special covenant with the children of Israel through Prophet Musa, peace and blessings be upon him. And in this covenant, they were told that they should worship none except Allah, and be good to their parents, as well as to kith and kin, their relatives, to the orphans and to the poor and the needy, and always speak good words to the people. And then pray regularly and be charitable, give charity regularly. أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And they were told that do not fight each other, do not kill each other, and do not expel people from their homes. That is, those who disagree with you, and if you have fight, and then do not expel them from their homes. And they all accepted that. ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. And you said, Allah, you are our witness. We agree that, and we accept these commands. But then after that, many of them turned away and started misbehaving and not following the agreement, not living according to the agreement that was made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes they would fight each other and expel people from their homes. And then Allah says, when you do that, and then after that, so you collect money and try to provide relief for the people whom you expelled. Sounds very familiar. The people do all kind of things. They attack and kill, and then after that, they do some relief work. Allah says, what is that? Why did you start that fight? Why did you do that? Is this that you follow some of the part of the book and another follow do not follow another part of the book? This is terrible, that you don't take the book seriously. And now we have another section there from 87 to 96. In this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, and through them telling us, to all people, that Allah sent many prophets, and prophets come one after another, and it is very important to believe in the prophets of Allah and follow their teachings. So let us begin with the ayah number 87. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنْفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بل لعنهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به فلعنة الله على الكافرين بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. So the meaning of these verses, we gave Musa the book and followed up after him with a succession of messengers. We gave Isa, the son of Mary, clear signs and assigned him and assisted him with the Holy Spirit. Is it not that whenever a messenger came to you with something which your soul did not desire, you became arrogant, and some you denied and some you killed? They say our hearts are protected. Nay, but Allah has rejected them because of their disbelief. So little they believe. And when a book from Allah came to them, confirming what was with them, although from of old, they had prayed for victory against those who disbelieved. When there came to them that which they recognized, they refused to believe in it. May the curse of Allah be upon those who reject faith. How evil is that for which they sold their souls, that they disbelieving in what Allah has sent down out of envy, that Allah sent down His grace unto whomsoever He willed among His servants. Thus they drew on themselves wrath upon wrath, and the disbelievers shall have a humiliating punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that He sent Musa alayhi salam, a great prophet of Allah, and He gave the book of guidance. Those are mentioned in the Quran as well as mentioned before the Bible. So you have Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, many prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and other prophets, those who are not mentioned in the Quran but mentioned in the Bible. So Qaffayna min ba'dihi bir rusul, and succession of prophets, succession of messengers of Allah, they came. And then came Jesus, son of Mary, peace and blessings be upon him. And he came with clear signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as a prophet and a messenger and gave him many miracles. His birth itself was miraculous, virgin birth of Isa alayhi salam. And then he showed them many miracles. And Allah says He performed these miracles by the power of the Spirit of Allah. وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُحُ الْقُدُسِ. Ruh al-Qudus translated as Holy Spirit. But Holy Spirit, according to Islam, is not a person of the Trinity, is not a God in Himself, but the Spirit of God. And it is, some people say, is an angel. Jibreel alayhi salam, Angel Gabriel, he is Ruh al-Qudus. Or some say here it means God's Spirit, the blessings of God, in that sense, the blessing of God. And Isa alayhi salam, he himself, when he performed the miracles, he said, I did that by the Spirit of God. So you have in the Gospel of Matthew, for example, it is mentioned that chapter number 12, that Jesus, peace be upon him, performed some miracles. And some Pharisees said, it is mentioned in the chapter 12, verse 22, then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. All the people were astonished. And then further said, but when the Pharisees heard this, they said, it is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons. So they saw the miracles and they say, this is the power of devil. These miracles Jesus did it, na'udzubillah, because he has some demons in his size, and through the power of demons he did that. And so in verse number 28 say, but it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons. He's used the word by the Spirit of God. And that Spirit of God is what is called وَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. It was the Spirit of God. It's not another God, or it's not a part of a Trinity or something. It is the divine blessing. And if you see that, he said that if you see that, then you know that the kingdom of God has come upon you. That means it's the power of God. that is happening. So we are going back to this point that وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ, and we assisted him with the blessing, with Allah's blessing, the Holy Spirit. And then it is said, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَ أَنفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. And Allah says that whenever a prophet came that you don't like, you become arrogant. Instead of being humble and listen to the prophets and their messages, you became arrogant, and some of them you denied and some of them you killed. And you have been killing. فَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. That means this has been the habit. And it is mentioned that Isa alayhi salam, for example, in the Gospel of Matthew, we had that previous reference to chapter 12. But then later also is mentioned that Jesus said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the killer of the prophets, that many prophets in Jerusalem were killed. And Zakaria alayhi salam was killed, Yahya alayhi salam was killed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is this attitude? Prophets come to remind you and to teach you and to guide you. And instead of listening to the prophets, you have istikbar, you have arrogance. You think that you're too big to accept and to listen. And you only listen to those whom you like. If somebody whom you don't like, you don't listen. The attitude should be the attitude of humbleness, attitude of submission. And then some of them said, when the Prophet Muhammad presented his message, they say, قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف. It's been translated in different ways. Some people say our hearts are protected, or our hearts are wrapped up. We don't want to listen to anything else. We know enough. It is like you have a sack and you close that sack. Now we don't want anything inside. قَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف. And we have enough knowledge, enough revelation, don't need any more. So that kind of response to the teachings of Allah, to the teachings of the prophets of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is not that you have enough, it is not that you have enough knowledge or your hearts are full of knowledge, but actually it is the curse of Allah. Allah's rejection that has happened because of this denial, istikbar. بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah's curse comes when people deny, when people become arrogant. فَقَلِيلًا مَّا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So little they believe. And then Allah said, this book, that means the Quran that has come to you, it is from Allah. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. And now the book has come to you from Allah, and this book confirms that which you have. So the Quran is confirming the truth of whatever truth is there in the previous scriptures. And this is in two ways. One of them is the message of the Quran is basically the same as the message that you have in other books. And the second thing is, the previous books spoke about the coming of a prophet. And that was that a prophet is going to come. And now a prophet Muhammad came. So that means the prophet Muhammad confirmed what they were prophesying, what they were saying. That's why Ibn Qayyim, one of the great scholars of Islam, he said, لَوْلَا نُبُوَّةُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَطَلَتِ النُّبُوَّاتِ. If Prophet Muhammad would not have come, and he would not have come as a prophet of Allah, then other prophets' prophecies would have been false. That means many of them were speaking that a prophet is going to come in the latter times, and now this prophet came. So who is Musaddiq? Musaddiq of all the prophets, and Musaddiq of what is there in the books of Allah. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ كِتَابٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ. And another thing is that they themselves, before the coming of Prophet Muhammad, they used to say to the Arabs that a prophet is going to come and we'll follow him and then we will rule you. and we will become, we overcome you, and we'll have victory over you. But then when he came, فَلَمَّ جَاهُمْ عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. And they recognized. Some of them they recognized. Actually, many of them recognized, but they denied. They said, no, but we are not going to accept. فَلَمَّ جَاءَهُمْ عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. Allah says, so curse of Allah be upon such who deny and who reject the faith after knowing. If somebody doesn't know, it's a different case. But knowingly, if somebody knows the truth and then turn away, that is terrible thing. And that brings la'na. La'na means curse, la'na means rejection. So rejection of Allah is for those who deny the truth. And then Allah says, بِيْسَمَ اشْتَرَوْ بِهِ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. How evil is that, that they have taken an exchange. That is giving up faith and for their own arrogance, for their own pride, and say, بِيْسَمَ اشْتَرَوْ بِهِ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ بَغْيًا أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. How evil is that for which they sold their souls, that they disbelieving in what Allah sent down out of envy, that Allah sent down His grace and to whomsoever He willed among His servants. So this is because He did not come from the same tribe, from the same family, from the same group. So they denied that. So that was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses. Allah chooses whomsoever wills as His prophet. He can choose from any group, from any place, a prophet. So prophet was chosen not according to your will, that prophet must be from this family or that family. No, the prophet is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Allahu ya'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah knows where to put His message and whom to select as His messenger. So بِيْسَمَ اشْتَرَوْ بِهِ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. How evil is that? And what did they take in exchange by giving up that? Whatever they receive in exchange is something horrible, something bad. فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَىٰ غَضَبٍ. So because of that, they brought the wrath upon wrath. بَاءَ بِشَيْءٍ means to take something or to bring something. So to bring something. So they brought غَضَب upon غَضَب. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And such people, those who deny Allah and deny the message of Allah out of arrogance, knowingly, deliberately, for them there will be a humiliating punishment. عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. May Allah save us from that. So we learn from this ayat that there were many prophets who came one after another, prophet after prophet, and sometime in the early history, even at several prophets at the same time, in different places, different people. So قَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِرُسُلُ. We sent prophet after prophet, succession of prophets that came. And then Jesus, son of Mary, may peace and blessings be upon him, he came as a great prophet of Allah with many miracles, many blessings. And even there he was denied by some people. They did not believe in him out of arrogance. And having this attitude, this feeling that I don't need to learn, I have enough, I got everything, that is not the right attitude. One should be open to the message, find out whether it's a prophet or not. If he's a prophet, if you know that he's a prophet of Allah, then believe in him, and accept the message. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم قل فلم تقتلون أنبياء الله من قبل إن كنتم مؤمنين ولقد جاءكم موسى بالبينات ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون وإذا أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. When it is said to them, believe in what Allah has sent down, they say, we believe in what was sent down to us. And they reject what came after it. Even though it is the truth confirming what is with them. Say, why were you then killing the prophets of Allah previously if you were indeed believers? Indeed, Musa came to you with clear signs, yet you adopted the calf as God after that, and you were wrongdoers. And remember, we took your covenant and we raised up the mountain over you, hold firmly to what we have given you, and listen. They said, we hear and we disobey. They were imbued into their hearts the calf because of their disbelief. Say, how evil is what your faith commands you if you are believers. So there were many people of Jewish tribes who were living in Medina at the time, and Prophet's message was for everybody. Of course, Prophet made an agreement that everybody will live in peace. But at the same time, his message was for all people. But some of the people, they started arguing with him and openly declaring that he was not the prophet of God. And they will not accept the message. And the message is not the valid message. So that's why you have this in that context, you should understand that. So it is said to them, Aminu bimanzal Allah. When it is said to them, believe in what is revealed to you, what Allah has sent down, they say, no, we believe only in that which is with us. Unzila bima, nu'minu bima unzila alayna. What came to our family, to our group, through our prophets, and anything else we do not. Even though same thing, same message. So it's not that you accept one prophet and reject the other prophet. This is what Islam says, emphasizes that. Believe in all the prophets of Allah. Don't take some and deny others. So accept the truth, and you should be open for truth. Another reason why this kind of dialogue takes place is the reason is that the common Arabs of Medina, they were looking towards the people, and they thought that these are the people of book and they are reading the book. So they were impressed. And some of them were not accepting Islam because of the rejection and the denial of the Jewish tribes. So that's why you find that some emphasis on this and some point of dialogue here. So Allah says, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. This is the truth that you have it, that was with them. And say that, but don't say that you are believing, because your people also killed prophets before that. And this is not the first time. There is a history of denial. There is a history of disbelief and false claims. Even Musa alayhi salam, when he came with clear signs, some of them, they started worshipping cow. They made ajal, a calf. And there was a person among them, as you mentioned before, there was a person among them, he made a calf from gold and told them, this is your God who brought you out from Egypt. So, ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمَ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, he started worshipping calf after that, and you were wrongdoers. And Musa alayhi salam took them all the way to the Mount Tur, and they saw the Tur was shaken. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ, as if they are going to be on their heads. And I was told them, this is the book, this is the message, take it seriously. خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ, message of Allah should be taken with strength. Hold it fast. Don't give it up. وَاسْمَعُوا, and listen. Listen and obey. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا, we hear and we disobey. Either they, something that they said it, in reality, they say what they said, or they did it. This was their behavior, the action, that they listen, but then they don't obey, turn away. And rather, they started worshipping the calf. أُشْرُبِوا قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعَجْلِ, the love of calf was settled into their, penetrated into their hearts. And this is because of the denial. So, بِسَمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ, this iman, this faith, is a horrible faith then, if you have that. Because faith should be the one that should make people open, sincere, obedient, submit to Allah, submit to the teachings of the messengers of Allah. If somebody says, I have iman and doesn't do all these things, then what that iman is? بِسَمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ, this iman is telling you bad things rather than good things. So if you are truly believers, then this is not the way to behave. This is not the way to follow the message of Allah. So here you have emphasis that false claims are not going to help. The thing is that one should be open, one should be understanding, willing to accept the message. So, claim of some people of the book in response to the message of the Prophet Muhammad, we believe in our own books and in our own scriptures. The Quran confirms, the answer is given in this way, Quran confirms the previous scriptures, and in two ways the tasdeeq is mentioned. One is that it confirms the truth and confirms the prophecies of the coming of last prophet. And rejection was not based because of their belief in those books. It was based on their habit or history of rejection of God's messages and killing of God's prophets. And the example is given, Musa came and many among them, they disobeyed him and worshipped the calf. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِّن دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُا الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّاهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاةٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاةٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. Say, if the last home with Allah is exclusively yours without any other people, then long for death if you are so truthful. But they will never long for it because of what their hands have sent forward. Allah is well aware of wrongdoers. You will find them most greedy of life among the people, even more than the idolaters. Each one of them wishes he could be given a life of 1,000 years, but this will not save him from the punishment even should he live that long. Allah sees well what they do. So this is another argument that was but there, which Prophet faced, and that is, some of them said, we are the people who will have heaven. We will go to heaven. And it is only for us. That is the last home, that is the home of the Akhirah, and that is life after death. And so if there is a life after death, then we will be the one who will be the winners. We'll the one who will have. And that home will be only for us. Khalisatam min duninas. So it will be exclusively for anybody else. Nobody else will go there, but it is only for us. So Allah says, if that is the case, then you should be wishing to go first. And if this is truthful, if you think that that is the place for you, then challenge is go and wish for death. So this comes as a challenge, in the context of a challenge. They're saying that we'll go to heaven, the heaven is only for us, and are the for our people. So in that sense, well, if that is the case, then see if you you should be happy to die. You should be happy because you will go to heaven. فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And Allah says they will not wish that. So this is just a false claim. This is not really true that they want the Akhirah. Actually, for them, the dunya is much more important. وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْا أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. Because of what their hands have done, what they have done, what kind of behavior they have, because of that, they would not wish to die and wish to, or really serious that about the Akhirah. So it is not that Islam is saying, or the Prophet was saying, that wish for death. Of course, wishing for death is not allowed in Islam. And the Prophet said in one of the hadith, لَا يَتَمَنَّيَنَّ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Let not any of you ever wish for death. If you are so depressed and so in so much in difficulty that life has no meaning for you, then you can only say, اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي وأمتني إذا كانت الممات خيرا لي. That, oh Allah, let me live as long as the life is good for me. And let me die if the death is good for me. So, I mean, Islam doesn't say that go and wish for death. But this is in the context that people were saying, arguing with the Prophet and saying, it is we who will go to heaven, not you or your people. So in that kind of a rebuttal, in that kind of argument situation, this is mentioned. وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. The behavior is that they desire this life much more than any other life. Actually more than even idolaters. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاهُ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find them most greedy of life among the people, even more than the idolaters. Each one of them wishes he could be given a life of 1,000 years. But this will not save him from the punishment, even should he live that long. Allah sees well what they do. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاهُ. So it is, there is nothing wrong in having the desire or prayer to may Allah give us long life. We say that. We pray for that long life. And we wish long life. But that doesn't mean that I can do whatever I want and don't have to listen to Allah and His prophets, don't obey, don't follow the message. Because life, in that case, even if it is 1,000 years, it has no meaning. the life of obedience, a few days of the life of obedience are better than a few, than 100 years of the life of disobedience. A short time in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much better than a long time in disobeying Allah, being ungrateful to Allah. So it will not going to help anybody, even if he lived 1,000 years, if he is not serious about Allah's command, Allah's rules. وَلَا تَجَدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاءٍ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. And then Allah says, وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ. Any long life of a person is not going to save him from hell. Not same to save him from the punishment of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ used to say, when he was asked, who is the best person? قَالَ مَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. The best person is he or she who has long life and good deeds. So very important to understand that. Long life with good deeds is good. Long life with bad deeds is not good. A person may live 1,000 years, 100,000 years, but if the person is not obeying Allah, then it has no meaning. And we should be very much, we understand that. All times, in every situation, understand that. May Allah give us long life, but also give us iman and taqwa. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fa'ahyihi al-Islam. وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. O Allah, whomsoever you let live, let him live on Islam. That means on obedience, on submission to Allah. And whosoever among us you take away from this life, let him die on faith, on obedience, on faith. So that is the real issue. If one may not misunderstand his ayat, that this is a general point. It is mentioned in a context. And the context was the context of argument. The people were arguing with the Prophet and saying, it is we who are going to go to heaven, not you and your people. Because Darul Akhirah, the last day is for us. Khalisatan min duninas. Including anybody else. Nobody else will go to heaven except us. And then the Prophet said, فَتَمَنَّهُ الْمَوْتِ. If that is the case, die. Or wish for death. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So, to show that how serious you are about that. Is this something that you are making claim or you are really serious? This is what you really think? فَتَمَنَّهُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And say, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They know what kind of life they are living, and actually this is just claim, because Allah knows who are the righteous and who are not the righteous. Wallahu alimun bizzalimin. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the attitude of sincerity and not claims. We'll go to heaven and so will not go to heaven. We are the people of salvation and other people are not the people of salvation. These things are not going to help. The real thing that is going to help is the iman and taqwa. Iman and amal salih. And it is good to live long. It is good that you should protect your life. And take all the precautions from any kind of disease, from any kind of harm. Yeah, take protect and protect other people's life as well. Allah says in the Quran, He says that, man ahya, that is, whosoever saves one life, فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا مَنْ أَحْيَهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If somebody protects one life, مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If a person kills one person for no reason, unjustly, as if he has killed everybody, وَمَنْ أَحْيَهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And if you protect one life, as if you have protected all lives, all human beings. So killing people, taking other life of other people, or your own, suicide, is all haram in Islam. لا تقتلوا أنفسكم ومن قتل نفسا بغير نفس وفساد فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. So Islam forbids killing any person. Any person. ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. And do not kill any person except in the pursuit of justice. That if somebody has done something wrong, then bring to justice, and justice, according to justice, may be punished for that. So Islam's position is that life should be protected. And is one of the values of Sharia, that is the protection of life, protection of the mind, protection of the honor of the people, protection of the money of the people, protection of the deen of the people. Five important values of Sharia, is one of them is protection of life. So here these ayat are in a particular context, in a context of argument with those who were making a claim that the Jannah or the life of the Akhirah is exclusively for them and not for anybody else. So be sincere in faith and obey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the 10 ayat that we have studied today. And as you can see, we can go back. That is, Allah's message has come through many prophets of Allah. And the true prophets of Allah give the same message, similar messages. And denial of one prophet is like denial of all the prophets. And those who deny the prophets and or attack the prophets physically or try to attack their messages, they are the ones who receive the humiliating punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is, you believe in whatever Allah has given and do not deny. And life should be protected, but at the same time, the Akhirah, Jannah, the decision, final decision about who will go to heaven is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in your hand, not in my hand, not anybody else's hand. Only Allah knows who will go to heaven and who will not go to heaven. We should do the work of the people of heaven, people of Jannah. And that's what we should do, and leave the judgment to Allah. Allah is the judge and Allah knows well everybody. So these are the basic points and principles that we can learn from these ayat. I hope that I have conveyed the message correctly, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever is the truth as truth and turn away from that which is not true. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم علمنا ما جهلنا. اللهم علمنا وذكرنا ما نسينا. Allah remind us and help us to remember whatever we forget, and teach us what we do not know, and also help us to act according to our knowledge, inshallah. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we can take some questions, inshallah. If you have questions, please present your question. So write your question or unmute yourself and speak. The answer is this, that yes, that's right. I mean, the first question is, some people are saying that Muslims should not be afraid and stop Juma, Tawaf, etc. Please shed some light on this. We should not be afraid. We should fear only Allah. But there is something called fear and there is something called care. We should be careful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that take care of yourself, take precautions. Because, I mean, you don't throw yourself into difficulties and problems when you know that problems are there. And Allah has given us aql, mind. Allah has given us ilm, knowledge. And so we should take benefit of that. So panic, fear, that's not right. But what is necessary is that taking precautions, understanding. Like somebody came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, should I leave my camel without tying it to the pillar? And just have tawakkul on Allah, have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Aqil wa tawakkal." Tie your camel and have tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody said, is it not that the diseases come because of the will of Allah? So should we take medicine or not? Should we try to have treatment or not? The Prophet said, Tadau, take medicine. And actually he encouraged people to find the best cure. So he said, Ma khalaqallahu da'an illa ja'ala lahu dawan. There is no disease except there is a medicine for it. So there is no malady, except there is a remedy for it. For every malady, there is a remedy. And you have to find out. Alima man alim wa jahala man jahil. Some people know it, some people don't know it. If you know a cure for any disease, for any problem, find out and help others. And you will receive a great reward for that. So tadawu, yes, dawa, taking dawa and seeking help, treatment for the problems is good. It is, of course, it is not compulsory, but it is good. It is important because some people may not afford it and some people, for some reason, they want to see the resources to be used for the family or somebody else, more important. They can do that. But otherwise, if you can, you should. So that's what the Islamic position. So there is no fear, but also at the same time, you should be careful. You take the precautions. And that is what we are saying. Jum'a prayer is not necessary to have it in a large gathering. You can have it in small gatherings. According to Imam Hanifa, even 3 people can make Jum'a. So pray Jum'a, yes. Nobody can stop you from praying Jum'a. As far as Tawaf is concerned, Tawaf is there, going on, but not in the same way. They have put some restrictions. If there is flood, if there is a problem, this can be stopped for a short time. So these are temporary measures. Temporary measures are only for a temporary time. Yani anything that is because of some excuse, some difficulty, as soon as the excuse is gone, then it becomes back to the normal. So that is the principle. And then the question is, do you think that what is happening in the world is a test to repent that goes for the whole world? Exactly. I agree fully. It is the test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us that we should change our way, our behavior. We should be more obedient to Allah. We should be more caring and kind towards other people. Too much selfishness, too much greed, too much everything for me and not for others. We spend too much for ourselves and waste our resources and ignore the need of the people in the world. If the recommended quarantine lasts into Ramadan, should fasting still be observed? Fasting is, Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. If somebody is sick or somebody is traveling, he can make it up later. So if somebody is sick, yes, he can do it, he or she can do it later. And those who are unable to do it because the sickness lasts even after Ramadan, they can give kafara. So those who cannot do it at all, for them there is fidya. And the fidya is that is a day's meal to be given to the poor and the needy. So one day's meals, whatever the amount will be, if we hear in California estimate they're about $12. If you want to give money or if you want to give food, you can give food. But it's better nowadays to just give money. And so people can buy their own food without any virus and give it to those who are in need. Because of the possible COVID-19 outbreak, is it okay to postpone Hajj to next year? I'm planning to go for Hajj this year and already paid major part of the fee. It will be helpful to get some insight from you. Let us wait. I hope, inshallah, that it will be over. But if it continues and the authorities don't allow you, and that is, we have that in Sharia, there is a principle called Al-Hajr, that is people who are stopped because of the enemy, because of the war, because of some other reason, because of an epidemic, then they should not do that. Even, you know, if somebody has put on ihram, and in ihram, if you can say that if I'm stopped for some reason, that I'll take off my ihram, and then there is no zabiha in this situation. One does not have to make any sacrifice. So make your intention in this way, that my intention is to perform Hajj as long as it is allowed, as long as it is not forbidden, or no difficulty. I don't get sick, or I am not prevented from making my Hajj. Some businesses have employees that may need to be let go because keeping them on and pay them as sadaqah or zakat even. Otherwise, there isn't enough work for them. Yes, consider your employees. Consider your employees, and it will be a great thing that if you do not have enough work, and because of that, you don't need that employee. Try to see if you can help them some other way. And this is certainly an act of charity. If those people are very poor and they qualify to receive the zakat, then you can give zakat to them also. Otherwise, sadaqah can be given to any person. So give your charity, and it's a great act of kindness and goodness. So people, those who have employees, will consider that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Barakallahu fikum. If you have any other questions, you can do that. Otherwise, you conclude with dua. Is there a special dua we should make during this time? Yes, there are many duas. Try to recite Surah Al-Fatiha 3 times. And then after that, recite Ayatul Kursi. And after that, you recite the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And then you say, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. So these last two ayat, the Prophet said, those who recite them, they will be enough sufficient for them. And then recite after that, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. And then قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ three times. And then recite قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And after that, you say اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍّ اللَّهُمَّ اعْفِذْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ بَلَاءٍ اللَّهُمَّ اعْفِذْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ وَبَاءٍ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ الْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَةَ وَالْمُعَافَاةَ الدَّائِمَةَ وَالْفَوْزَ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّجَاةَ مِنَ النَّارِ. All of this and many other du'as, you mentioned that. And especially get up during the night and do the tahajjud prayer and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah save us, save our families, and save the humanity. Save us from this problem, from this virus, and all other viruses. May Allah protect us from that, protect our families, and protect all human beings, and bring the human beings to the right path. You also say that. That may Allah bring all of us to the right path, the path of goodness and happy and kindness. COVID-19 cases are increasing in my city. Most of the public places are already locked down. Shall I go to local mosque or for prayers? Thank you in advance. If your mosque, if things are closed down, I think it is for this reason as a precaution. You pray at home and do not make this disease spread, because they are saying that we should try everything to contain it and to control it. If we can find a cure, I hope inshallah people can find a cure, but at least do not spread it, do not give it to others. And it is by the contact from person to person, it spreads, and that's why it's fast, going very fast, because people are not careful. So do not try to have some isolation, some separation, so that it can be controlled. And take the advice of doctors, and the public health authorities are giving a lot of advices. Follow that, and inshallah, your prayer will be, Allah will accept your prayers. So, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not put a burden upon anyone beyond his or her capacity. So yes, pray in the masjid, but not at this time. At this time, especially in your area, there is a spread of this virus, then follow the instructions. Follow the directive that come from the doctors, from the medical experts in that case. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم احفظنا من كل سوء، اللهم احفظنا من كل شر، اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء، اللهم احفظنا من كل وباء. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.